This is a
Good Time Charlie
production.
It's been too long since I've heard that applause. Almost 7 months now.
The only applause we ever get.
Oh. That's strong.
I don't know if it's the only applause we ever get. Ooh,
the handheld record.
So fancy. Your hand's like a stabilizer.
Vanessa likes to have these to edit into an actual show. Oh, that's a preview of something that's coming later. Technically, so is that. But right now, what we on, man?
Yeah, I thought we were doing the Asian stuff first.
We are. I just have they're in my shot. I can't do nothing about it. That's all.
So, for the sound of crinkling wrapper means we're back testing more food for the first time in a long ass time. To the point where, like, we had Oreos that T had dropped off at my house like 3 months ago that don't exist anymore because we waited too long.
I had to finally let those go as well.
Is what I mean.
Well, I will make sure I pass those out to my children then, because we skipped those.
Yeah, it kind of purposeless anyway. They were the birthday 100 year birthday of Oreos flavor, and they were fine. For the record, you the listener, they were fine. I don't believe you can buy them anymore. So who cares?
Yeah, they were all right. I used them in like concoctions when going through my munchies.
It smelled like vinegar.
Pointed at me. Oh, well, it probably should because it's red velvet.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. Oh, I'm over here jumping in your situation. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
So, forgive me. I'm a little out of practice with this because we haven't done this in months. Winter and then people get busy with things. There's been life stuff happen. So, we finally managed to get everyone who still lives in the vicinity together in one room. For the first time in almost 7 months. And we've got a little cachet of Oreos here to try. And
Korean Oreos.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That matters.
Korean Oreos that I had procured recently for us. And then we have, what are these, Japanese candy bars?
They're not candy bars. These are savory little corn sticks. Word to our patron and just the general favorite person, April, ordered these off our Amazon wish list.
So I'm going to attempt to read off the names of these. T used Google Translate on the packaging.
Man, respect to Google Translate, because that shit was instantaneous. So it must be something like they know, you know?
Yeah. So I'm going to attempt to read off all the names. Forgive me if some of the pronunciations are a bit off, but T has sexted me the list of...
Sexted?
Sexted. It felt like a sexting.
It was a dick pic right there underneath all those.
That's why I keep choking up right now, just bringing back memories. The list says shrimp mayonnaise flavor, takoyaki, cheese flavor, yakitori, beef tongue, which when he said that, I was like, what the fuck? Corn porridge, pork cutlet, mentai, not to be confused with hentai, teriyaki, and salad. Salad is very vague. Salad could be greenery, salad could be like macaroni, potato.
Yeah, they're a little loose with that one.
I'm a little afraid for salad. And beef tongue has got me concerned.
I mean, beef tongue is...
That's a standard fare. They say that. You can get that in a grocery store.
Oh, I know people eat it. I've seen Good Mythical Morning.
Yeah, all I'm saying it's like a... kind of like a corned beef. That's how they usually
do it. I've seen, like, people cook it and, like, almost make it look like pulled pork.
Mm.
They shred it?
Yeah, they shred it and make tacos with it.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
They're called lingua tacos. You are 100% correct, yeah.
Mm.
So if you get down with lingua... Yeah, you do.
See, you don't just get tasting on the show; you get history. This is why we try to give you the most for your money here. So yeah, we've got those, and then we've got choco mousse and red velvet Korean Oreos that I got off HMart.com.
Don't be thinking my man's trying to be disrespectful. It say it on the box. It say choco mousse, and I know how to pronounce it like that because I've watched many Korean things, and they say choco.
So, what is H-Mart? I'm interested in that.
So, H-Mart is like kind of like an Asian grocery store, but online.
Mm-hmm.
They do have physical locations. We just don't have one around here.
Okay.
I think There might be one down in Columbus area, but don't quote me. I know there's one up in Michigan.
Yeah, Columbus seems to have... let me choke up on the mic, even though I thought I was... Anywho, Columbus does have like a lot of interesting stuff. It's not our best city, but it seems to be like where you can find the different stuff that's in other cities.
Yeah, yeah. Everything seems to be headquartered down there. You know, your various restaurants that you think you know and love are almost, you can almost find one down in Columbus, which is so close at this point. Because, like I said, I realized it didn't get any closer. It's just the highways to get there became better. So you can get down to Columbus about 90 minutes, 2 hours.
I enjoy going. I think pretty soon we might be going down there to the Cassie. They have a Marvel exhibit going on.
Nice. I mean, just so I know,
it's this their science museum.
Well, yeah, I know, Cosa, but I'm saying, what is the Marvel stuff got going in?
I don't know.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's we were supposed to go a while ago. I need to bring that back up because I think we were off of something. Was it like Good Friday? Like Easter? Yeah, we were supposed to go around the Easter time, and my partner was like, "Nah, we're not going." I was like, man, why would you bring that shit up?
Oh man, we need to get down to Cincinnati for that. What's that grocery store?
Chucky's?
No, the fans went Jack's, George's, Captain Jack, you know, the big Jungle Gems.
Is that the one where Gabe went and got the shrimp chips from or whatever the fuck that was?
Yes, the squid.
That's kind of their world market, right?
The squid ruffles. But it's like, I don't know if you've seen YouTubes or TikToks about it. That's us, bro. That is the kind of, that's kind of operation we go fuck with and probably go hard with.
It's a store in Mentor Mall that has, it's a very small Asian store.
Yeah.
Like, it's unexpected in that mall just to have, in this one corner, we got, they don't got learners and shit.
We have a giant Asian grocery store downtown.
Yeah, off Superior.
Yeah, I went there before. It was overwhelming for someone who was very, at that time, uneducated on Asian cuisine.
Yeah.
I think now, having built up more of a knowledge base, I would like to go back and maybe grab a few things to try cooking at home with.
Okay, I have to ask, where do you think downtown cuts off at? What starts it? What ends it? Where are your lines?
Where it's at for me, it's kind of like on the border.
Yeah, because that's on 30th.
Yeah,
and I wonder, like, is that downtown or is that we've left, and at that point we are, I guess, at the end of Midtown.
Like, some people can consider that downtown. For me, that's like the end of it.
You think that's your end point? You think that you would wrap up downtown? Because
the mood
kind of
changes after that point.
I would think then from 25th. In the market, to 30th on the east, or west 25th on one side, to east 30th on the other, we mark that off and call that downtown Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Like, because technically the community college, I think they call that the downtown campus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's around 30th. So
yeah, it's the one post block office from where I went to elementary school.
Oh, okay.
I used to drive by the Tri-C school every day.
Yeah, Tri High. As they used to call it.
That's where I got my college education that I never finished.
Oh. Well, you could always go back.
Tri-C and me are like, this son.
Man, I remember for a field trip, we went to the Tri-C Western campus. Mm-hmm. And all my life, I didn't know it was one that existed there.
That's the one I went to.
The Western campus?
Yeah, it's down the street from here. It's by like a mile from my dad's house. I used to walk there all the time.
And I remember, like, my mom got her education from the Eastern campus. And, like, it's not leaps and bounds better, but it's fucking better.
They're all so different.
Yeah.
There's one in Westlake now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one in right at the edge of Cuyahoga and Lorain County. And that one is, like, the newest campus, and it's real fancy.
I'm trying to think. Somebody that we work with moved from New York to whatever suburb of Cleveland that she lives in now, because she knew when her kids got out of school, that county county college was free.
Well, I had went to that Tri-C West campus,
mm-hmm,
because it's literally right across the street from my high school.
Yeah, like they are.
It's like literally the same traffic light.
Hey, Miss Johnson, you still serving macaroni and cheese over there.
I think that's I think that's part of why, like, for me, like, I grew up really fast, and then I kind of had, like, a stalling period, because most kids, when we graduate high school, they go off and do shit. I literally just went across the street.
Yeah, but it was different shit. Like, I can drink in my car.
Well, I couldn't drink then, and I didn't have a car yet.
I could drink on this sidewalk. Both of them legal.
I had a car until my parents gave it away.
I remember that story.
Don't bring that up.
No, I'm never going to not bring it up.
Oh, no. But we can't bring that up. You can bring that up.
No, we can bring it up. It's good.
We didn't bring it up to begin with.
I'm past that resentment. They apologized. You know, since then, I've owned a few more cars. It's all good.
They apologized, but yet they didn't give you that car after you. Like, hey, we saw here a car. They could at least get you Hot Wheels or a Matchbox.
I mean, recently my dad offered me 2 Bitcoin and a gun, so I guess that's the equivalent.
Hold it sideways, Dan. It's a kill shot.
Well, he offered me the 6-shooter, not the automatic,
not the clip,
not the normal one. He said I have to pay extra for the more modern one. I could have gotten the little load of the bullet 6-shooter.
I remember we had a gun growing up in the house, but it was the most least threatening of gall guns, and it's called the Dillinger.
Oh, that little
it
deuce.
Was the prettiest little gun you'd ever see. It had like a white and silver handle, and then like pew pew, just two little things right there. And I remember when I got older, my dad was like, he was trying to trick me. He was like, "Where that gun at? That Dillinger?" And I was like, "I don't know." My mother had. Well, you tell her I want it back. Like, I'm not telling my mom that, man. I don't care. You're not getting it back.
It's a little pearl handle thing.
Yeah.
Pretty little pearl handle thing.
Why would you want that? Because, I mean, it's all of my life, all I've seen somebody had it was a prostitute in a Western.
And they always have it in their garter.
Yeah, I always thought about it. I was like, why would you want that gun, man?
Is that what Jay-Z was rapping about? Hanging with my Dillingers?
Probably.
I don't know.
Because it was in the,
I guess, well, you can, if you want to break it down, maybe it's a little gun, a young gun,
it was the young guns, wasn't it? That was his group on Rockefeller.
Yeah, because he had that line in Run This Town Tonight, I believe.
Yeah, they had a group on Rockefeller called Young Guns, and that's probably exactly what he was referring to. Well done, sir.
Look at that. Yeah, translation. So, to bring this back around.
That would be a great, a pod called Chaos Offshoot, where Dan gets some lyrics that he don't understand, and then we translate it for him.
Oh, you guys be my rap genius.
my rap genius.
Done. You please remember that. Commit that to memory. So that that is something that happened.
So to bring this back around to Anthony's original question, H-Mart. Is they have a website, but it's a Asian grocery chain that's in many different states. Just unfortunately, no one near us. Like, closest one to us, I believe, if I remember correctly, on the map is like a 2-3 hour drive. So, but they do free shipping if you order over $50 from the website, and a lot of it's reasonable price. Like, I bought ramen off there, which is originally how I ended up on the website to begin with. And the ramen on H-Mart is cheaper than if you buy it from Amazon.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's like they have like the spicy Korean noodles. They got like all kinds of stuff on there. And I always like to check to see if they have like Kit Kats or Oreos or something. So like the first time I ordered from there, they had the red velvet Oreos that we're going to try. And then when I did another order a couple weeks ago. I checked again to see if they got any new stock, and part of it was because, and I know, if you listen to the main show, you'll know that I've talked about the app Whatnot a bunch lately, but I had found a little thing on Whatnot where people were selling the import food, the snack items.
Yeah.
And the one night I was in the one guy's stream, and he had a bunch of, like, imported Oreos. So I was like, well, let me go check H-Mart, because, like, the way their setup was, it was like if you wanted the Oreos, you had to spend a bid of $10. Then on top of that, there would be shipping and tax. So you would have ultimately ended up spending like $16 for a pack of like these Oreos. So I went to H-Mart, and on H-Mart, they were $3.50.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. So I was like, all right, I ended up having to spend like $16 for this $3.50 pack of Oreo. Or I can just buy the Oreos and restock some, like, ramen noodles that I'd gone through and try a couple other little snacks. Like, I'd bought, like, especially Korean moon pies, and I'd eaten those. They're pretty good. Like, they're not, like, as, like, I would say American moon pies are very forceful in that, like, they're thick and they're big. Korean moon pies were more, like, fluffy and unassuming. They were, like... I would say it's kind of like Korean moon pies are the serving size of what a normal person should eat.
Okay.
And moon pies are like, we're Americans, we got to get fat, and everything's got to be big.
Take this marshmallow in your gullet.
We're eating freedom. Freedom.
Delicious, delicious freedom.
So, but yeah, I did that order, and I got the Oreos, and, you know. So I've been sitting on them while we got this together, and we're finally here, and... We're about to eat through a bunch of things that I'm quite frankly a little scared of, but we're going to do it for you, the people.
Yeah, this this website is nice.
It's a little hard to navigate sometimes, but if once you like sift through and explore like the categories and stuff, I think they have a lot of interesting things.
Yeah, I was recently in Boston, and I got up one Saturday morning and went to... I went to a Asian grocery store, and I did get some sides. Just like, what you doing in here? But that's fine. And I got my kid. They love Pockies. Mm-hmm. I got some Pockies and some soda candy. I wish Anthony just didn't eat them all, because I had saved you a couple of the. I know you like root beer.
Mm-hmm.
But I was gonna give you a cola one to see if you you liked it, but he ate it.
When we went down toy hunting about almost 2 months ago at this point, we stopped at a little like Asian bodega down there because my one buddy was looking for the QP Japanese mayo.
Mm-hmm. They gave us a look too.
The lady, I don't feel like she did, but the guy dude, sitting in the chair just like loitering did.
He's like, "Don't take my woman."
And then like the people in the nail salon were kind of looking at us. Because they owned like the nail salon next door, like, you know, typical things.
Oh, shit. All under one roof.
I just realized a bunch of Asian people have been getting beat up in this country lately. They probably, their concerns are probably valid. I feel like an asshole now.
I mean, yes. I guess that, maybe.
But I was by myself. I wasn't looking up totally mean, like, I'm going to fuck some people up today.
But I mean, to be fair though, we went in there and like ultimately, I'm like, obviously, we didn't beat anybody up. We were there to, you know, looking for something. Because we went to World Mart, our market, and they didn't have it. So we went over there, and it was like literally a little Asian bodega. Like you walk in, it had like three aisles. It had little freezers, you know. We went up and down the aisles. I found the mayo inside of one of the refrigerators, and then I ended up buying. They're shaped like little panda bears, and they have like the cream inside of them.
The strawberry ones and the chocolate ones.
T was trying to talk me into buying Pocky sticks instead, and I was like, no. I'm like, I like the little pandas.
I love the pandas. I mean, to give my mom credit, like, it's so many things that I already had, and I'm like, oh, like, that are popular now. Like, we always got those little bears growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Eating mangoes and shit, and, you know, pomegranate was like a once-a-year thing in our household every year.
It's funny you mentioned the mangoes, because... That Middle Eastern grocery store that's down the street, the, I keep wanting to go to the one that does the burgers, I've shown you on Instagram. I literally saw a post from them this morning that they had their mango shipment in, and they were telling people to come get your orders.
Did you get the Pakistani mangoes?
Yeah.
Have y'all heard about the Pakistani mangoes?
I've heard about it, but I've never had it before.
So there's a podcast called... If you see something, say something. I don't know if Ali Abdul Akbar, who hosts that show, and he did a full deal about Pakistani mangoes because they are the ones.
Okay.
And there's this crazy, what it seems almost illicit, but it's not. It's totally illegal trade of them, where that they only grow a specific point in the year. They come to America, but they come through the port of Houston because they have to go through. some universities down there's agriculture program who scans them to make sure they're free of bugs and other detritus before they then get made across the country. And basically, they get sold by people via WhatsApp channels.
Oh.
Like, not via stores very often. It's like people are, like, you know what I'm saying, talking to their uncle via WhatsApp. I'm like, oh, your mango showed up. You better come get these hoes. And, yeah. And so... apparently they are the world's best mangoes, and like and who knows, that might be a little Pakistani bent. You know, people who like saying they may
like Cuban cigars.
Yeah, and so like I said, it was funny. Like I said, it seemed illicit almost because people were working through back channels, and you know, you had to get in on a specific WhatsApp to get them and so forth. But it really it's not, like I said, they have to go to Texas before they get to anywhere else. So they are checked by, you know, so forth.
Yeah, the caption says mangoes are in. Please stop by and grab them if you placed an order. We are accepting orders for future weeks if you would like a box. Only available at Cleveland Grocers.
Yeah.
That reminds me. I know, like, you know, they go through Texas so they can make sure there's no bugs, because there's bugs from around the world. If they come here, we fuck.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
the particular school has this. A facility that basically laser checks everything and runs through and makes sure everything is either dead or don't make it no further than that room. Facility, not a room. And it's like I said, that's, if you go find that episode of See Something, Say Something podcast, it's fascinating. They end up winning, I want to say he ended up winning a Pulitzer or something off of that. So it ended up being a big deal, or a Peabody or something. Dude,
when you do that traveling, they don't fuck around with that shit. Like, when I went to Hawaii, they were very adamant about not bringing food in or out. Like, you weren't even allowed to, like, have a fucking banana. Like, because any little fucking thing, like, can disrupt the ecosystem. They were not having it.
That's real.
Yeah. That's kind of like how geese are now. Because geese are starting to get to the point where they figure out, like, you know, people just throw shit around. I can eat that. And I can stay warm by huddling up my family. Because they don't have any, they don't have any predators here.
Mm-hmm. So they're getting, like, they're becoming like the large pigeons of the street.
They're the pigeon of the suburbs right now. Yeah.
They're bold too. Sometimes, like, they just be walking like, this is my sidewalk.
They don't fuck around. That's probably why we don't have turkeys in my neighborhood no more. Because geese. They down to fight. And they'll shoot the fair one with anybody.
They're the kangaroos of Ohio.
run up and get dead up. I'm telling you right now, I don't want to whoop a goose's ass. Put a nigga whoop a goose's ass.
I don't know, man. I kind of want to kick a goose one time in my life.
I'm just saying, if you can keep your sense, I always say this about everything regarding animals. If you can keep your senses about you, maintain, and not be like, oh God. Grab a goose by a neck.
I feel like it would be like the shock of it all first, but like at the end, like, how bad are their teeth? Otherwise, like, what do they got going on? Do they got talons on their webbing?
They don't.
They don't. They're just gonna bite your butt. Yeah. Or
it's
your
gonna
legs.
Be a lot of like, it's a lot of flare and honking.
Yeah.
If you can get past the shock and awe,
deception, pull the tools to the geese.
Once you get past that, I guess the bad part will come is like if it's a bunch of them, like they just start clicking up on you.
Again, run up, get done up. I'm going to have to.
I don't know. I kind of feel like 12 geese, you're not going to die, but 12 geese going to strip you. They going to do
12 geese getting the fucked up.
Okay, so you start fighting. Like the first four, nothing to it. Six. But then I'm talking about the shoot, like, volume.
Fatigue is just going to take over.
Yeah.
You think it's up, I'm just going to be too tired to whoop a goose ass? At that point, I got to use the weight and just follow them hoes.
God damn, you just crushed that goose.
I don't think you should fall on them. I think it'll be a roll. Like, you'll just have to keep up, like forward momentum. Because, like, it's nothing like, after a while, it'll just get tiring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you got to get in the ball.
That was always like my downfall when it came to the how many like toddlers can you eliminate in the Royal Rumble argument. Because like they're kids and they're easy to throw, but like shit, man. Like even weights get heavy if you'd lift them up enough times. The lightest weight.
I'm just saying. Royal Rumble is 30 men, so 29 kids versus one. You got that.
Yeah, but as
you would have to eliminate them as soon as they hit the ring, so that you get that like 90 second cooldown period.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but like as I've learned, as my son is playing sports, there's always one that's extremely big or athletic. Like you, like yeah, you'll fuck up them first three, but that one kid who
like the uncoordinated ones that really aren't into sports, but
the one who just probably playing around in the ring.
They're there because like their dad had dreams of their kid being like a superstar athlete.
Yeah, but then it's that one kid who's just the LeBron James of kids. They'll fuck you up.
Oh my man! God. So to get back to the reason that we are gathered here today, I guess we should dive into these snacks. This is a lot of little packages to open.
Yeah.
And do you guys want to do Oreo first since we had the milk out and everything?
The Oreo's already out, so let's start with the Oreo.
Okay.
All right, the first one.
Oh, you want to do
it? Is this, I want y'all to smell this red velvet. Because it is savory smelling.
Yeah, you can smell. You can smell the vinegar they use to make the color. So these are more, probably not natural, but more follow an actual red velvet recipe.
Yeah. And speaking of cream, they got these Ritz on this H Mart site. They're just called Ritz White. And it's like an Oreo, but it don't. It all they say is just white. That shit is it's an Oreo. I mean, a Ritz cookie.
So you know, I couldn't get them damn Oreo Ritz combos.
Need another one? And no, I'm good.
And I bet that's what the vibe is. So H Mart Ritz White. Didn't get a chance. Next time you on the H Mart run. Okay, so we start with the red first.
The red, I'm gonna dip. Boy, I'm only gonna half dip it so I can eat the rest dry.
Yeah, I have a whole other pack here.
Not gonna lie, it was considerably better than the American one. Like by a lot. That's interesting. Mm. I like the bite of the cookie better.
It's very chocolatey.
That's nice. We've had Filipino Oreo on the show before some years back. And I don't know if y'all remember that. I believe they were coconut, green coconut in particular.
That is fucking delightful.
That is nice. And you can always tell their cookie press is pristine.
Yeah.
It feels like it's like clean. Yeah. Like it's not being bogged down by a lot of extra shit.
The pressure they use on their machines, well, and yes, probably the ingredients, but the pressure on their press is like so nice. That makes it for a very nice cookie, like a very good bite. The cream, that's almost double cream, right? If you had to guess, that's near double stuff levels, right?
No, I would say that's normal.
Oh, well, fair enough. And then these actually are kind of like thins.
Yeah.
They actually are thins.
They are thins, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that's very good.
With milk, the cookie just kind of disintegrates.
Yeah, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Like a real pleasant way. I'm not a fan of Oreo Thins, but Vanessa recently came up on Oreo Thins and double stuff.
It's like, really?
Hell yeah. Run those. Because I don't like the crackery consistency of the thin.
Yeah, I used to like the thin, the thin lemon.
Once again, the cookie it's different than our texture. Our things are very cracker-like,
whoa,
whereas this one is not. That's got a way different kind of bite to it.
That is bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cocoa really comes out.
But not like bitter in the sense that it ruins the flavor.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, it's
a dark chocolate kind of situation.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice. Both of these are very nice. I hate to be that way because then it seemed like, oh, you told me because they foreign. I mean, they doing something right.
Man, people want to claim they drive a foreign for nothing, man. It's foreign. Foreign means something.
I want to compare this to an actual Oreo because, like, even if you
it's
look at that Oreo,
out of milk.
Like, that press is, like, look at that, how clean it is. Like, their little cross to go atop the Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
That look different than ours.
And the thing, these came from Korea to here, so they had to travel.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a nice cookie. That's the kind of cookie where... Nope, two is enough.
Both of them are the chocolate.
The chocolate. Mm. Like, it's very rich. It tastes like I ate a piece of German chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Without no caramel on it.
Do you know German chocolate cake is named that because the chef who invented it, his last name was German?
German.
Sherman.
Herman. Look like a nigga say nigga a lot.
Yeah, that was good. Like, Both of them, strangely, were chocolatey, even though, you know, that's red velvet. But maybe that's what it was, that pretty much I had three chocolatey cookies.
Yeah, and at that point, you reached your press.
Yeah.
All right. Over to our...
I think they're both worth getting.
Oh, yeah.
Surely. And I'm not leaping saying 5 out of 5, but that red velvet definitely a 4 out of 5. And it's if you fuck with the thins and like and can appreciate a nice rich chocolate note, those thins could be a 4 as well.
Yeah, I agree. Like there was nothing, like they weren't fives, like some sort of special like flavor of something that I've never had that blew me away. But like both, just they have like I said the whole Whoa. That looks like a pound cake.
I put all the pictures up for the patrons, so I try.
I'm just laughing at that hole in the middle. What's that about?
Probably just the machine that comes off. Oh, here, I guess I should do it. Here, you give you some of that ASMR.
Oh, shit.
Shrimp mayo is the first one.
Shrimp mayo. Here it comes. Oops. Big old lunch.
Yep. Like, exact.
You get such a mayo note right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
That is very flavorsome.
That's really good. I can taste the mayo. I can even taste some ketchup. That was different. I mean...
Reminds me of sushi.
Yeah?
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I get down with that.
I think, like, this is the kind of thing that you have to be prepared mentally for it a little bit.
Yeah, because, like, you didn't know what you were getting into. It's kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah. But it's delicious.
That one is takoyaki.
Takoyaki. What is takoyaki?
I used to get it at one spot we used to go to for Asian food all the time. It is, I'm just going to look it up. That's what the damn internet is here for, takoyaki.
Oh, this bitch black.
Ball-shaped Japanese snack made of wheat flour batter, molded into a pan and fried, and usually got a little minced octopus in the middle of it.
Mm.
Tempura scraps, pickled ginger, and green onion.
The thing I like about like Asian food too, and like their culture in general, is their use of like caricatures for marketing purposes.
Yeah,
like the one ramen that I buy a lot of is Samyang.
Yeah,
and they have this little like bird penguin looking guy that they use as their mascot.
That's pretty good. It was not as good as that shrimp.
Yeah,
that shrimp is just set it off a little too lovely. I probably who knows.
That shrimp mayo, like right off the bat, the layering is beautiful. It's like mayo, shrimp, ketchup,
yeah,
little hot sauce. This one has a very complex flavor.
Yeah,
It's very fish forward.
Yeah. You've seen them make them the little balls before. They put them in a little thing and they flip it with chopsticks. So you know it. I know you know what it is. If you saw, you'd be like, oh yeah, talking to you. That one is cheese flavored.
It still tastes good though.
Yeah, I'm not saying it tastes good.
It's just not as good as the first one.
Yeah, that first one was hidden.
I can get like the sauce notes like on my mouth.
Yeah,
they're lingering.
Hey, this one's already a little cracked.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's weird but good. It tastes like what they think American cheese tastes like, but it don't.
Yeah. The red stick.
The red stick.
You come with crackers and a red stick and cheese.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The little Kraft bites.
There. Yeah.
That was good. But still, number one is the mayo. Shrimp mayo.
This one is...
Chicken?
Yakitori.
Okay.
These taste like Andy's fries.
Andy caps? Oh, man. It's what's also interesting about these...
I think yakitori is what I got from one spot, not taco.
Yeah, you got yakitori, the chicken with the gravy?
Yeah, yeah.
That the different look of all of them is interesting.
Yeah.
Here we go. Mmm. That tastes like General Tso's.
You can taste it has a. I'm sure they're all fried, but it has a fried texture to it.
Yeah. Like when, it's like when you get General Tso's, and it's like that one really really little piece.
Yeah.
Where it's mostly crust and no chicken inside. That's what it tastes like.
That's nice. That's like fragrant. Hold on, that one. I think we're gonna skip.
This one reminds me of like a barbecue chicken.
Yeah.
Is there a picture of corn in a bowl on that one?
No, this is a scientist.
All right. So next one on the list is beef tongue. So Box, you gotta go take beef tongue to your face yourself.
Yeah, beef tongue is that one right there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which one?
The cow picture the cow on it. Sorry. That's you gotta.
Was there supposed to be like actual beef in here or something?
I don't know because I don't know. I don't want to. You know.
I'm doing this for you guys.
So wait.
It's strange that that one ain't got no doesn't really have no flavor to it, no look to it.
All right, so there's corn teriyaki salad. So that is mentai.
What is mentai?
Mentai. When I looked it up, only thing that came up for mentai was literally this particular snack. So.
I feel like I'm eating a taco.
Yeah, lengua.
I know we talked about but I've never had them. But I feel like I'm eating like a fancy sit down taco place where like they just handed me like shredded meat.
Mm.
Yeah, these are the name of these things in particular are umai bo, which literally means delicious stick in Japanese.
Okay.
And it's a corn stick with a lot of, you know, lots of different flavors. And mentai is just one of them flavors that they seem to celebrate. It's the most popular flavor. What you didn't tell me is what that flavor actually is. And what is mentai flavor? Harvard teens overseas people are wondering what is mentai flavor. About the flavor as a corn puff of the crisp. The taste of spicy mentai. And the spicy mentai is referred to as karashi mentaiko in Japan. But that doesn't tell me what that is. It's a specialty of Fukuoka Prefecture. It is the roe of walleye.
So fish?
Alaskan pollock marinated in a liquid seasoning with red chili pepper. No, not eating that. It is, is roe eggs or is roe nut? I can't remember. I think, it's either, it's fish semen flavored or fish egg flavored.
Oh. Ooh. Well, let's crack it open.
I'm going to just type in fish roe and see what I get.
I've always wondered what fish nut tastes like.
Well, fish eggs, right? I don't know.
Roe or hard roe is a fully ripe internal egg mass in the ovaries of the released external egg mass of fish and certain marine animals. So it is the egg.
Yeah, I thought roe was like, what's that fancy shit called again?
Caviar,
yeah.
So, you know, when they sprinkle salmon roe on top of your sushi.
Yeah, the orange thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember we had a work function when we used to have like
work functions.
Yeah, like when the AEs used to come to town.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember my ex boss was eating some sushi, and then this other guy walked up to her. He's like, "You know what that is on top of there?" She's like, "No." He was like, "Fish eggs," and of course she didn't finish. And that was roe.
Her name wasn't roe. It was just salmon roe. Yeah, just give me one of the ones that broke off, man. Because they, like I said, all I'm doing is cracking the shit out of these hoes. They do not break easy. All right.
You want one, Dan? Or you just want the whole stick?
I'll finish the stick.
All right. Mentai?
Whoa, shit.
You got your jowls.
Yeah. That's my second favorite one.
That is a flavor explosion. It's also the one they say is the most favorite one. People seem to like that one the most.
That's my favorite one. The mayo shrimp is second. Yeah. This one is really good. But it did pop the fuck out of my mouth.
It does. I'm not going to lie to you. If you just kind of want a little bit, it is. It very much reminds me of banchan, the spicy fried chicken from banchan.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
That one's good.
That's very tasty.
I'm trying to decide if I like this for the shrimp and mayo one better.
That was my dilemma as well.
Too, though.
Yeah. And this is corn?
Corn porridge.
Corn porridge. Now, this one is broke the fuck up.
I think I like this one better, only because, to me, it reminds me of the cheese one a little bit. Okay. It's very savory.
Yeah, it has a very, very nice flavor to it. I mean, this does not in a weird way.
What is a corn flavored corn snack going to taste like?
No, this tastes like corn. Oh.
Man.
Yeah.
I ordered,
in a way that I am unappreciative.
One of the ramens that I ordered is like with wheat corn flavor. Mm-hmm. It is fucking overpowering.
Say, that is sweet corn as fuck.
Tastes like this.
Yeah.
That ramen's not very good.
No bueno.
That's not good, but it ain't bad.
It ain't bad. It's just not for me. It's sweet.
The same thing with the ramen. Yeah. It's not that it's bad, but it's not like there's so many other ones that are way better than it.
It tastes fresh as fuck.
Yeah.
Like
you just got some corn up. Like, they somehow off the grill or something.
Yeah, this like tastes like canned corn straight out of the can.
Yeah, yeah.
It tastes like when you, yeah. That's really, really corny.
Next one is pork cutlet.
All right, give me a minute.
Oh, no, okay. No, sir, you good.
It makes me wonder what they
their process.
Think of corn over there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that corn ramen that I had tasted just like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you guys like corn like this? Or is this like the outlier flavor for you guys?
It tastes like... like fresh summer corn, like you take it like right off the cob.
They fucking nailed the flavor though.
Yeah,
like, that's 100% corn.
They nailed it, but
I don't know if I need them nailing
it. I don't know if nailing it was the thing you needed to do.
But that's why I wondered like how much they actually like corn because like their flavor profile is on its point.
Yeah.
So to be on that on point, does that mean you guys fuck with corn a lot, or did you just get lucky?
Like I'm ignorant in the sense of like. Is corn mostly an American thing?
It is.
Or?
That's considered, if I'm not mistaken, a New World food. So everybody who got corn that way came over here and got it from this side of the world, from the global South in North America, and then they took it that way.
Because I know like those little things I thought was corn that's like in like different Asian dishes. Yeah. It's not corn at all.
The little baby corns aren't corn.
Yeah.
What are they?
I don't know. But I know they're not corn.
That's dope.
I'll try to find that while you guys.
This
are
one's
talking.
Spicy.
The pork cutlet.
Yeah,
in a good way because you like spice. That look on your face does not seem to agree.
Like it's. I don't. I'm tasting like pork that's like covered in spice.
Mm.
It's like it's and it's got the most heat of anything that we've had so far.
Interesting.
Like I'm getting like a little bit of a capsaicin burn on my throat. It's all right. I don't immediately think pork when I bite into it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like almost like a pork that's been like just doused in like Cajun seasoning or something.
Right on. Japanese Cajuns.
Mm. the Creole with a K.
Oh, shit.
All right. What's the next one? Next one, I think it's teriyaki, right? Yeah. Teriyaki, wow. Aunt researches baby corns. It's gonna be some weird thing. Teriyaki. But this teriyaki one has an image of this dude holding hamburgers. Is it teriyaki burgers? What's going on there? Fast food.
I guess I am just wrong. I heard that from some fucking podcast, but led me astray. Right, this is baby corn, also known as young corn. Cornets or baby sweet corn is a cereal grain taken from corn, harvested early while the stalks are still small and immature. So
I'm kind of breaking into the package this time so we can kind of so I'm not flying crumbs all over my man's
And which one is this one?
This is teriyaki.
Teriyaki. I'm not a big fan of teriyaki, but I will eat this.
Oh, as soon as you hit your tongue, it's teriyaki.
Ew, shit. That was worse than the first one.
And it's sharp as fuck, too.
Yeah.
Like, it'll immediately ping your back of your behind your ear.
Man, that is so strong.
No bueno. Too strong. Too strong in a way I don't appreciate.
It popped my jaws again.
The last salad.
Oh, I can't wait for this one.
I think that means in America we just too loose with the word salad. because it could be some marshmallows and some mayonnaise, yeah, and them motherfuckers would call that shit salad in the Midwest.
I hope it's green. Oh, it's red again. I hope it just don't taste like tomatoes and cheese.
Yeah, this one's not that great.
Nah, not at all.
It's okay, but it like
kind of made my stomach say, huh?
Why, T?
I think I like the corn one better than that.
Interesting. I won't say nothing to you until you guys try it.
Yeah, that's a big old fucking piece. I ain't even want that much. So, I didn't like the way that smelled at all. I ain't gonna eat a lot of these, man. I won't tell you what I think it smells like until. An utterly unrecognizable flavor. Like, I cannot pinpoint that at all.
I'm gonna say to me, it tastes like a salad with tomatoes and ranch. Like an American, like they try to, like, it tastes like a salad with, it's like carrots, tomatoes, ranch, a little onion. But it definitely, like, I can definitely taste like, it tastes like ranch a little bit.
It smelled of fish food when I opened it up.
I mean, honestly, all these got fish food textures. But that's my third favorite one, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was subtle. It was tasty.
Tastes like croutons.
Mmm. I got that's a salad-y vibe.
Could a ranch crouton.
Put that on a salad.
Probably could.
Yeah, it tasted like a crouton with like a ranch dressing on it.
I think the shrimp mayo was my hitter.
What was the other one? The Mentai was my favorite.
It's basically spicy roll flavored, so you fuck with that.
Second was shrimp mayo, and the third
salad.
Follow with me, I guess. All the rest of them just are kind of like didn't stand out in my mind.
Yeah,
the corn one, of course, stood out because it is corny. It tastes just like what I would imagine if you you took some corn off the cob and then blended it and drank a corn smoothie.
Yeah,
I think the Mentai is narrowly my favorite over shrimp mayonnaise, but they're both very good.
Yeah.
I think I like the takoyaki third.
Oh.
The salad one, though, surprisingly, is very good.
Yeah, it is very good.
Huh. The beef tongue one was okay. The corn was not bad, but I don't know if I want to have that much corn. I could see that being okay as a snack. Like, honestly, but that's not the kind of snack where, like, I could eat many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then the teriyaki was just... The pork cutlet was good if you like flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much it actually tasted like pork, but it had a nice spice to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, the yakitori or whatever, that one was okay. That was really like nothing.
If I was, I stay with my ranking, but if I was going to share with somebody and I said, hey, you got to try this, it would be the corn first. Because that corn tastes like corn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was amazing how much corn flavor was in that.
Yeah, like, I expected that only because I had that ramen recently. I ate that ramen probably about 2 weeks ago. I have a couple more packs of it upstairs. And when I ate it, I was like, I recently watched like someone who was like tried like 10 of their flavors and ranked it on YouTube or whatever, and they were like not liking the corn one. And I bought it because I wanted to try it. It was only like $6 for a pack of five.
Mm-hmm.
And when I ate it, man, I was like, I can see why they didn't like this.
Yeah, what was the name of that place we used to go to downtown with the ramen?
Okay,
Katana?
Cat something or other.
No, I'm talking about the one on East 4th. That was Saigon.
No. The one right on there on Euclid next to...
The one I went to like once that had the couch ripened bowl.
No. We went there like pretty like, regular with the...
Katana with the red tables.
Had the cat, the Japanese cat thing. It was the logo in the window. Noodle cat.
No, this is after Noodle Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about the Tokyo, Ticket to Tokyo? Oh, okay.
Like right now, it's open now. Okay. You know, Chipotle, Jimmy John's,
yeah,
and then Katana.
It was Noodle Cat.
Yeah, it was Noodle Cat.
And then
it became something else.
Something else. Remember, it had changed. Oh,
okay. So whatever Noodle Cat became.
Yeah, because we used to get the katsu Me and I think me and Dan used to get the katsu,
and I got the yakitori.
Yeah,
yeah, and we are, and Box always got a bubble tea.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, that all.
I like that place. They have one over in University Circle too.
Yeah, and like Little Uptown, I call it, like right next to the the Museum of Modern Art, the big old funky building.
Well, I just want to give a shout out to Asia for having such a interesting and delicious product.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you think of American foods, do we have anything that like compares to that? As far as our snacks goes?
No, nah, we just got Cheetos.
I would disagree just a little bit. I think wrap snacks is the closest thing to something like this because they have a variety of flavors that is just like not quite. I mean, yes, it's
chips though, right?
It's chips, but they have,
or crisps if you're listening in Europe.
And now they got ramen too.
Yeah, they do.
So
yeah, I saw Master P as like ramen noodle cups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the closest thing we got.
Make them say yum.
Because they got like one flavor that's like a honeydew cheese curls or something like that. So they kind of mix it up just a little bit, but it would be dope to have something like that. I'm looking forward to my kids getting older and ordering some shit like that. It's like, we're going to try all these. Mm-hmm. Because, man, that was a good I like those.
Word up.
I was a little afraid going in when I heard some of the names. But having gone through it now, those were pretty good. I would highly recommend those.
Thank you, April.
Thanks, April.
You're the best.
Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Make him say
make him say you used to be beautiful.
Nah.
Hey, what happened to you? You used to be beautiful.